Well, my dear family, I have to tell you, there is nothing as exciting as working for the Lord. What an amazing God we serve. And may He bless you with His increase in hope as He leads you into your destinies. So I have to tell you that the Lord did something really amazing in the midst of Ezekiel's illness. After each bout with the sickness, when he'd get extreme pain, it would come and go. The Lord comes and repairs Ezekiel's body. I've seen it in the spirit, and it's absolutely amazing to see. The other night, he started to experience extreme pain, and I prayed for him like I never had before, especially in tongues. At the foot of his bed, I saw a black demon about 12 feet long with a black spear that was thrust down into his body where the pain was. I prayed against this thing using a routing sword that had been given us in the spirit, and it was injured and removed by the holy angels, taken to the abyss. As I watched the Lord, he came to his left side and repaired the damage done to the abdomen until it looked like healthy pink flesh with all its integrity. I saw him doing this in the spirit. I've seen operations like this before in the spirit over the years, but this one was so clear. I was amazed by what Jesus was doing. He removed all the corrupted flesh and repaired the torn flesh from the lance that the demon had held. Ezekiel's pain stopped totally. Pain that had been in his body in several different places, his back, his legs, his abdomen, all of them stopped hurting. After all this had happened, my husband heard the Lord's voice so very clearly and saw him as well. His discernment and understanding came with so much clarity. From that point on, he was sharing with me the amazing insights that he had received. But one particular event was notable. It occurred during a meeting with our prayer warriors when they were all praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet together at the close of the meeting. I had to retire from it early, and Ezekiel took over and had a communion service. At the end, when they were praying, the uncreated light came blazing through a window Ezekiel was sitting next to. Absolutely amazing. The uncreated light is a supernatural sign from heaven that God is with us. And we've had this happen many times before, but this was the most spectacular I've ever seen it. This was a west-facing window, and the sun was also setting in the west outside the window. So there were few rays of sun coming in from the window. But what was so amazing, as you can see in the photo, there's a clearly defined round edge to the light coming in the window. It should have shone all the way into the room, streams of light. But as you can see, it stopped and formed a perfect circle. And I believe some of the sunlight that was filtered through the window did reach his shoulder, and perhaps his face, I'm not sure. So I was a professional photographer, and I guarantee you this is not lens flare. It is purely miraculous, and all of the prayer warriors saw it on Skype as well. And it can't be seen with the naked eye. It can only be seen through a camera lens, and that's a grace that the Lord shares with us sometimes. What a beautiful sign verifying Ezekiel's leadership role on our channel and that God is with the channel. He's very much behind the scenes and suffering for us and directing us when a crisis comes up. And this light was a solid confirmation of the importance of his role. I'd taken a nap, and when I woke up, he said to me, "You'll never believe what just happened. When you see it, you'll fall out of your chair." Well, instantly, I just knew that it was the uncreated light. I just didn't know what form it manifested in. And when I came in and watched the video, and I watched and looked at the screenshots that he had taken, it was truly amazing. I'd just never seen anything that brilliant. And I really felt, well, this has happened before. It appeared above his staff once, and it was a confirmation of his authority. So when he showed it to me, I was not at all surprised, but very happy and excited for God's sign in our lives. You know, when you live with someone day in and day out, you have little disagreements and things that you both suffer as inconveniences with each other. I like the windows open, he likes them closed. So I'm not exactly easy to live with. And there are times when I'm less respectful than I should be. And the Lord convicts me of that. But that day I was excited for him to take over the meeting while I rested. And the event that followed brought so much joy and confirmation to us all. Because Ezekiel has a very hidden role. That does not mean he's not important. His role is vital. So that's the photo you're looking at. And if his role were not very vital, our enemies would not be trying to kill him all the time. So then the Lord began to speak to me, and he said, "Thank you for honoring your husband." I replied, "Forgive me, Lord, for all the times that I don't." He continued, "Well, that is in the past, and I'm well pleased with your desire to see him anointed and moving forward. He is a very special calling, a true mystical calling, true and childlike. You are childlike, but in another way. Each has their office clear, none is diminished, but all are blessed by the fidelity and advancement of the others. There will be many wonders at his hands. Today was only the beginning. He who has suffered much, I will bless much." Yes, Lord, I'm seeing that. Many times your suffering comes in the role of support for him. And you can never overestimate the importance of your office as his wife and helpmate. The two are one and function like one, and in my body each has a place of great importance. Oftentimes it is the hidden ones who have the greatest places of honor. That's so beautiful, Lord. I'm happy in my calling, but I still need your help and certainly have not arrived. I know that, my dove. I know well how you have stayed in that lowly place, hoping to escape the tendrils of pride. Yeah, those scare me. It really scares me. It can be so invisible that you just don't see it. And he said, to escape the tendrils of pride that managed to creep into even the most dedicated soul's work. Yet I am proud of you that you're happy in the lowliest place. That shows me you can be trusted with other positions that are more noticeable. But always seek the lowliest place, beloved. Always look for the hidden, quiet corner. Never walk into the limelight unless I lead you there by the hand. You will come to love this place even more. It is highly anointed for you. I do so feel comfortable in it, Lord. As well you should. It is perfect for you. I want my people to engrave it in their hearts. Those who occupy the lowliest places are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I know I have spoken of this before. I know I have told you time and time again. The ice and snow melt off the lofty mountains and follow their way down into the valley to water and fertilize it. That's why I wish for all of you to look to others and ask yourselves, what can I do to promote their ministries? Anything you do for the sake of the kingdom will come back on you 1,000-fold, partly in this life, partly in the life to come. It is those in heaven who have exalted themselves on earth that will be tucked away in quiet corners in supportive roles of those less visible. The ones I lead out into the open will still have their reward. What I am talking about here is there are ones who exalt themselves and what they have done. You can come very close to that at times when you're excited about what I have done. Please be ever so careful to make it clear that the excitement is over me and my workings and not you. People can easily be led astray when a vessel speaks about themselves. I know you mean well, but I'm asking you to be extra careful, my love. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder. Sometimes I suppress things because of that tendency of human nature to make people idols. Although I want to stand on the rooftops and shout it out, Look what the Lord has done. What I am more concerned with, Jesus continued, in this vein, are those who openly declare their riches and finery and how much they make. They have not yet come to understand my poverty and what that means for them. This is why I'm always calling you to simplicity. My people, it is a grave error to laud your accomplishments and push yourself to the forefront. I am so much happier with vessels who have no ambitions in that direction, because I can use them anywhere. They do not protest in the lowliest of places, while those around them are advanced. Rather, they feel more secure in their lowliness. I've experienced that, and oh, it's a beautiful place to be. He continued, there is a certain brutality that sets in once a soul sets their sights on being at the top. A soul like this is constantly in inner turmoil as they conjure up all the ways they could lose influence and be looked down upon. They must at every turn protect their status from others who might be seen as superior to them. They live a constant life of jealousy and torture, going from one situation to the next, deeply embroiled in one-upmanship. This truly is a horrible state for a soul to be in. It would be much better for them to be the grunt at the end of the line, where they will have no one contending for their position. In this place, you have no interlopers. No one is trying to unseat you. All despise this position and stay as far away from it as they can. What tremendous freedom you have in this place. Freedom to consider my ways and not man's ways. Freedom to be yourself and not have to live continually putting on airs. Yes, I love the movie Reluctant Saint. In that movie, the contrast between authentic holiness and pompous religiosity is so starkly presented. Oh, how beautiful that movie is. It is a film all should see and reflect on. And you know I do not endorse movies, but that one has a powerful message for you, my people. It's an older film, has Ricardo Montalban in it, and it's humorous. It's an amazing movie. I really highly recommend that everyone see it. He continued, it is so antipathetical to what is now being taught in seminaries around the world that few truly understand it, and certainly fewer embrace it. And this is the story of Joseph of Cupertino, a Franciscan friar, who had many miraculous charisms. One notable one is that he would float in the air during his services, and also when in prayer, he would just levitate off the ground. He wasn't trying to do it. He was so riveted on God's presence that that lifted him off the ground. And Ricardo Montalban is a jealous religious priest who continually is finding fault with him. Anyway, the Lord continued, spiritual jealousy is one of the very worst sins, as it steals the peace of those who are captive to it, while setting them up to disparage the vessel they're jealous of. When they attack others out of jealousy, a very large door is opened for the demons to sift them and steal from them even the little they thought they had. So at this point, at the end of this message, it was very late and I was very, very tired, and the Lord told me to go ahead and go to sleep. And when I came back today to review the message, I added the first part about the sign that happened with the photograph that we used for this video. Thank you all, dear heart dwellers, for praying for us. And understand that when we miss a message, we're either in the midst of a cycle of teaching that will end up in a really good message in a day or two, or we're sick and struggling. And in either case, your prayers are very, very helpful, and we appreciate it. And thank you for taking care of the needs of our channel. We have some wonderful people working on this channel to get the Lord's word out. And that wouldn't be possible without your monthly help. So thank you so much for that. And the Lord bless you now. And I pray for you night and day, praying that the Lord will bring you closer and closer to Him in that intimate relationship, that pure relationship that brings so much joy to our lives, even in the midst of turmoil. God bless you all.